Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. Okay, that sucked. But hello, everyone, and welcome to an all-new episode of Social Blend. I am going to say one thing. I don't know if my voice is going to sound, like, echoed. But I am in a big space, so it probably might. I'm not, like, in a little studio. So I decided to have a little Zen weekend down the shore. Down the Jersey Shore. So I am here down the shore. It is very peaceful, very nice. I am by myself. Listen, nobody. Peace. So I have my beautiful candle on. I think it's Endless Weekends, Bath and Body Works. But here's the thing. I don't know if anyone else has seen it, but Bath and Body Works is not doing well. A lot has come out about Bath & Body Works, about how their lotions and their candles and just all that stuff is not great for us. So I think I'm going to stop, unfortunately. Even though it does smell good, it's great. I love it. It's just not healthy for us. And I don't want that, you know, in my body. So I'm using up, of course, what I have because, as we all know, whoever shops at Bath and Body Works, it is expensive. So I will use everything that I have. I will use every candle I have because I do love a good smell. But after this, I don't think I'm buying anymore. It's so sad. But it's just that it's that thing where it's like I'm trying to be as healthy as possible. Our foods alone suck. Now we have these products that also suck. So I don't know where to go from here. But we move forward. So, yes, I'm here for, I guess, the weekend, and yeah, I'm just, like, zoning out, vibing. I was able to, like, do some things I had to do, watch some shows. The weather here has been hit or miss. Sometimes it's nice. Sometimes, you know, you get hit with this cool breeze, and you want to, like, run away. I was able to see the sunset the other day, and I hope Sunday I'm able to see the sunrise because Saturday it's supposed to, I almost said snow, it's supposed to rain all day. So we'll see. But thank you everyone so much for tuning in this week. We do have a few things to discuss. This is not going to be a long episode just because I feel like there hasn't been a lot to talk about, but I hope you guys all loved last week's episode with my very good friend and close family friend, Gianna. She has a great business, great company. I'm very excited for her. I'm very excited to see what her future holds with this company because she's just amazing. But yeah, so thank you so much for tuning into that also. Other than that, a weekend of calmness. There is some crazy news. My family was robbed. Dun, dun, dun. Background music. My family, it is true. It is 100% true. Their cars were robbed last night. And we're shook. See, I'm shook. So they broke into our cars. Let's say that. Maybe I'm not saying this right. See, one thing about me is one thing about me, I will be dramatic. I will be as dramatic as possible. So my family's cars were broken into, they were not robbed. The cars were not robbed, but the cars were broken into. We still have them, but they were broken into. That's the way you tell a story, George. Like, I really have to tell myself this. Like, you can't say your family was robbed. Because now it seems like these people had a gun. They came up to your family. They stole the cars and they ran. So, our cars were broken into. I was not there because I drove my car down the shore. Because from our residence to down the shore, it's probably like an hour and 30 minutes. So it's not that far. So I could drive. So yeah, that's what's going on. So they took like money, change, chargers, like stuff like that. And yeah, so we are all a little shook because here's the situation. We live in a suburban area, but we are very close to a big city. So it is rare for anything like this to happen, but at the same time, it could happen. So it did happen, and that's it. One of the cars were unlocked, as I've been told. So that's an issue there. But mostly, it wasn't anything wild, but it was stuff I keep changing my car. Because who knows? Like, what if I get stuck in something? Or what if my Easy Pass doesn't work? Or what if, you know, you never know what happens. So I try to keep a little bit. But I am that person where I have my credit card and that's it. Like, I always joke about it. It's not a joke, but I will joke about it and say, like, if someone were to rob me, I don't know what to do. Because all I have is my credit card. Like, you're not going to get anything out of me. And so I'm scared in those moments because I might be killed. But it just comes to show, like, you could try to do whatever you can to prevent things. Something is always going to happen. I'm just happy we're safe. Nothing severe happened. A car is just a car. You could always get it fixed, or you could always, you know, reaccumulate anything, a charger, a thing, like everything's replaceable. So I'm just happy that's all they took. But it was a crazy morning. It really was. So yeah, other than that, I did go to Washington, D.C. this week and this past weekend. My God, am I okay today? This past weekend, I went to Washington, D.C. and that was fun. I've never been to Washington. This was my first time. It was actually incredible. I didn't know what to expect because, you know, you look at some other cities and you're like, this place is garbage. But Washington was very clean. It was very nice. I love the old style of like buildings and stuff like that. The old architecture, love it. So, and then there's also new architecture. So it was really a stunning place. I honestly have nothing bad to say about Washington. They had great food. The scenery was great. We saw all the monuments. We saw the Lincoln Memorial. We saw the Washington Monument. We saw the White House. I will say the White House is like weird. It's boarded up, number one. And two, like, it's funny how it's like literally in the middle of the city. Like, it's just like there's buildings all around it. And then there it is. Like, I thought that was weird. I thought it was going to be on its own, like, island or something. Not island, but its own territory. So, but other than that, it was a great time. I really had a lot of fun. I went with my two friends, and we did drive. I drove. It was hell and back, because if you know me, you know I hate driving. I can't stand it. But my friend was like, oh, my ID's expired. I thought it was until the end of the month. I said, that is so convenient. Good for you. So I drove the whole time. So I felt fine, really. Driving, I was okay. I just don't like it. Like, I just don't like driving. That's it. But on our way back, we did a full day of walking, sightseeing, and then we got in the car and left, and I was tired. Like, I was almost falling asleep on the wheel, but not really. So, like, I was exhausted. But what else did we do? We went to a great sushi restaurant. They had, my friend hated it. I loved it because they had vegan options. They had a vegan sushi roll, and I'm not saying just some avocado rolled up. No, this was like a nice signature roll, like an actual sushi roll, And it was incredible. I loved every second of it. I was like telling the waitress, like, this is incredible. So they had good food. They had great stuff. I loved it. The city life is the nightlife is really nice. And everything's lit up beautifully. And yeah, everyone just looks like they're ready to like make a change in DC. Everyone, I was like, I wish I wore a suit. Because I would have looked stunning in my photos. But what did I wear instead? I wore a sweatshirt, a puffer vest. And I looked like a K-pop star. But it's fine. Like, it's fine. I wanted to make a statement. I had red shoes on, whatever. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. I loved it a lot. I will be back because the one thing I will say is we only stayed the weekend and I wish we stayed like a little longer than that or a long weekend, like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, but it's fine. It was a lot of fun. We really enjoyed ourselves in that short time that we had. We saw the museums. The only one museum that I did want to see is the Holocaust Museum. I think that would have been, that would have completed the whole Washington, D.C. tour for me. So next time when I go, I will make that a priority to see. And yeah, other than that, it was an incredible time. I loved it. I really, really enjoyed myself. Our Airbnb was a little off of the main city, but it was fine. It couldn't be better. It truly couldn't get any better. It was great. I loved it a lot, and I will be back next time. Okay, stop right there. You know what I'm about to say, and you know what I'm about to spew, and it's all the truth. Goli Gummy is that gummy. Goli does so much for our bodies. They help with immune health, heart health, energy metabolism. Don't forget digestion, which is my favorite for the apple cider vinegar. But Goli has now expanded into so much more. They have the ashwagandha gummies, the sleep gummies, the super fruit gummies, the super green gummies, which are my favorite. And they now have like a multivitamin. They have an energizer. So Goli is so much more than just the apple cider vinegar that it once was. I want to help you be a part of our family at Goli Gummies. So today, if you go to goli.com, and use my promo code GSTILLWELL at checkout, which is GSTILLWELL at checkout, you will get a percentage off. Now, here's the catch. Follow me on Instagram at GeorgeStillwell_, and I will post weekly on a percentage that you could get off your Goli gummies. It could be 5%, 10%, 20%. 30% or more. So you have to follow me to get these fun deals, but you will always get at least 10% off with my code. So run, don't walk, as I always say, and get your Goli gummies today. Next on our list, we have The Real Housewives of Atlanta. It finally is out. It finally has been released. We have the trailer for the new season of The Real Housewives of Atlanta. This is season... Oh, God. What season is this? I honestly couldn't even tell you what season this is. I'm going to say season 15. So... very excited. It looks good. And we are going to hear it right now.
Concentrate on your breathing. Don't try to catch your thoughts.
That's why I created a narrative, which is really up.
Wait.
No.
I'm out.
You're not allowed to come near my child. You need to go crazy ass trick. Go cry now.
That's the reason why I'm crying right now, because I can't.
Let it go. The body, mind, soul can heal itself.
Child, these hoes are beyond healing.
I choose to let go of that which has not been successful for me.
You hear me, Drew? Bitch, you are a bad body. You are a deranged wannabe actress.
Have you seen a difference in me?
Ooh, you're trying.
Therapy workshop.
Sexy. Might be looking at another Mr. Moore.
Is that Roy?
I've only been with him before. He popped my cherry.
Sorry, it's some bullshit that got stuck in my throat.
What you doing looking this good for, huh?
You, me, OnlyFans.
Huh?
The sex sale.
It's bros before hoes.
No, hoes before bros.
We bros.
You live in a bubble and not paying attention to anybody else.
I want all of us to move in different homes.
You can't take for granted that we're gonna always be together, you know?
Let it flow.
Ralph has moved out of the bedroom. I have no more tears to cry.
Who hasn't filed for divorce?
Andy, what's going on with Blaze?
We don't know when we go to Old Lady Gang if we're going to get biscuits or bullets.
She said that the burger was working for me.
I just hope we really can keep this energy.
I wanted to invite everybody to Portugal.
We're getting out of the country.
I've actually never been to Spain before.
Girl, bye.
Tits look smaller.
I want a man
who knows how to make me smile.
I've been locked up a couple of times, but
I have too.
Listen.
Oh my God.
This is about to make me lose my
How do I know if your butt's real or not? How am I supposed to know?
What did you say to this black queen standing in front of you? You're an asshole.
Talking about I bring the hood out.
But you are the ghetto.
I was a child.
Your husband, Ralph Pittman, vows for divorce. Top story, baby.
Are you ready to talk about Ralph?
Yeah.
Thank you. I can't do this. Wow, wow, wow. Sheree said biscuits or bullets. Oh my God. They Potomac with Candace, Sheree, with Atlanta. I mean, the stuff they say makes me crack up. That's the new season. Chaos, chaos, chaos. We got chaos with, oh my God. Also, when Marlo's date was like, I've been locked up a few times. Marlo's like, oh my God, me too. Like, okay. Anyway, it was just so funny. It is going to be a good season. And of course, we had Ralph laughing about divorce. And then they get a divorce after the season wraps. I just can't. Drew, to me, is very fake. I feel like she thinks this is an acting gig. But the thing is, she was never a good actress to begin with. So you kind of see between the lies and the not so great acting. But yeah, this looks like it's going to be a great season. I'm so excited for it. And I think it said May 7th it's going to come out. So, and their new cast photo is 10 out of 10. Thank you. First of all, I just want to say thank you so much for Peacock, because Peacock did not come to mess around. When Peacock announced the Real Housewives of Miami reboot, they came with a stunning photo. And now, ever since then, Bravo's like, we got up our game up. Because Miami's getting these great photos, and we're all getting trashy photos still. So, yeah, stunning. Incredible. They have done an incredible job. So now, who was the last one? Oh, Potomac was really good, too. They had a great photo shoot. New Jersey also had a great photo shoot. I just didn't understand the whole, like, rock and roll theme. But, you know, whatever. I'm excited for this season. I'm so excited. And we'll see what happens. Okay, next we have Ultimate Girls Trip Season 3. It is... Well, okay, first of all, it's on Peacock. Second of all, they're on the fourth episode that just came out on Thursday. It's chaos from the start. These girls are going crazy already, and it just happened. Here's the thing. I do love some drama, but I did miss season one of Ultimate Girls Trip, where it was like learning to, like, getting to know each other. I just like that. I don't know. Like, now it's not like that, as we could see, but I don't know. I do kind of miss that, like, where it was all, like, fun and everyone's happy, and there was a little drama, but not like this. Like, this, they walk in, there's already fighting and yelling, but whatever. Giselle and Alexia, I love them both. I'm sorry. Like, Alexia could do wrong, but to me, everything she does, I'm just like, ugh. We're gonna let it slide. But who else is on the show? Heather is not okay. Heather Gay from Salt Lake City is not okay. I'm gonna just say that. And Leah, I'm so happy Leah's not gonna be on this new Housewives of New York, because she is not okay. Get her the F off my screen. Like, she is wild. She's that kind of girl that will just say and do everything. Everything she says is bullshit at the end. Oh, I'm going to Judaism. Oh, I'm kosher now. Oh, I'm this. Oh, I'm that. Shut the hell up. I don't care. I'm at a point where I don't care. You could say I'm this, I'm that. I don't care. Get off of my screen. Like, I'm tired of her. So, other than that, it's a great season. I do like it. Portia and Giselle, them together, love that. Giselle always irritates me. So, with her and Portia together, it is kind of like, I do feel much better about Giselle. Even though I do like Giselle. I will say I do like Giselle. I just think, especially this season, this Ultimate Girls Trip, she's like, I don't know, trying to, like, move the storyline. And it's like, just chill. Like, let everyone have their own. But it's just crazy. What else? Oh, and last, before we end this episode, where the hell is Real Housewives of Orange County? We have not heard one thing about Orange County. And they finished up filming right before. They finished before Atlanta. I don't know. I don't know what the hell's going on, but hopefully it's good. What people are thinking is that they're re-editing the season. So, Taylor Armstrong was a friend of, and then we had everyone else was a housewife, especially there's a new girl on the street. I think her name's Jennifer. So, my prediction is that I think Taylor Armstrong is going to be a full-time housewife, and I swear to you, I swear they are getting rid of Gina, and they're gonna probably just make her a friend of. You know, Gina's always good, and she's very much like Jersey, New York, like she's very much us. I just don't think she fits with the cast. I don't know, especially last season, she aggravated the hell out of me when she was up Heather's ass the whole season, and anything Heather would say, she would be like, yes, oh my god, yes, yes, oh, they're wrong, like, you're right, like, I couldn't stand it. Like, please stand your own ground, please. So I don't know, we'll see what happens, but I do like everybody. I am gonna say I do like everyone. I used to not be able to stand Tamara, but I do like Tamara. Not that I couldn't stand her, but she was a lot on the show. She was that kind of person that would kind of push storyline. But we need people like that, and I got to keep reminding myself that. So I am excited for that too. I hope we get that soon. But other than that, like, New Jersey is great so far. I do enjoy Jersey. I'm kind of over the whole Teresa and Melissa thing, so I am happy that after this season, with Melissa and Joe being gone, we'll be able to have, like, a normal season of new chaos and new fights, because this was just ridiculous. And the lies of the Gorgas, like, I'm so tired of it. But, yeah, I'm very excited for everything. Oh, and Vanderpump Rules, chaos. They had the reunion. It was wild. We had Raquel and Tom. having a little sleepover at Tom and Ariana's house. So that was great too to see. I mean, those two are just a riot. Those two are very lucky that Ariana's sweet as she is right now. Because if that was me, this would be a different story. This would not. That's all I have to say. This would not be the situation. But other than that, I am excited for everything. We got Vanderpump. We got Jersey. We got Atlanta coming up now. We have a lot. And hopefully soon, Orange County, because I need them back in my life. Okay, thank you so much for tuning in this week. This was a short episode. Actually, not really. It kind of was a normal episode. But I do have my quote of the week, which I do every week. Let me get that up real quick. Oh my god! Also, I was on Watch With. It's a show on Peacock. And I got to answer. I got to ask a question to Candace Dillard and Marisol Patton. That was a lot of fun too. You could catch that on Peacock. So my quote of the week is, every sunset is an opportunity to reset. Every sunrise begins with new eyes. Loved it, loved it, loved it. I saw the sunset, like I said, and I am going to see the sunrise hopefully Sunday morning, as long as it's nice out. And honestly, it just hits so different. Watching the sun go up and go down is, it's very peaceful. It's very peaceful. And I recommend it for everybody. So thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in this week. I am sorry it's out a little later than usual on a Friday. I usually post it early in the morning at 7 a.m. Once everyone wakes up, they get in their car, they put it on. But today it is a little later. So again, thank you so much for tuning in. And I will see you all next week. Bye.